朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
我不会忘记我在大学的时候曾经跟一个老先生到台北的监狱里面布道的事情。
I could never forget when I was a student how I went to the prison with an elderly person to preach the gospel.
那天我们进到的监牢是女监，就是只有女的妇女的监牢去布道。
It's a woman's prison.
她用国语讲道，我跟她用台湾话翻译。
So this elderly person, he was preaching.In Mandarin, and I was translating it into Taiwanese.
Oh, 他在那里讲到的时候，越讲越有劲儿，越讲越激动。
So he eventually got very excited during his preaching.
他就对着那些女犯人讲。
Then he was facing those women prisoners.
说你们知道你们为什么关在这里吗
？He says, "Why do you think you've been in prison here?"
我告诉你，因为上帝爱你们。
Let me tell you, it's because the Lord loves you.
马上下面有个女犯人说上帝就不爱你因为你不在这里
Then the rebuttal was the Lord must not love you because you are not in prison
哎呀我站在旁边跟那翻译觉得很不自在因为我发现这句话我也说不出来我翻不出来
Because I found it very difficult to translate
我怎么以一个自由身跑到监禁的这些人告诉他们你们关监牢是因为神爱你们
How can I say that I'm the one who was a freedom, but tell the prisoner that you are in prison because of Lord's grace?
我真的那个时候不明白。
I just couldn't understand.
我现在慢慢明白这位拿老先生说的话。
But now I begin to see his point.
当然，你要讲这样一个很重要、很对的真理的时候，需要求主给智慧，这是没有错的。
Indeed, if you want to preach this way, you need the wisdom from the Lord.
但是我们清楚地看见一件事情：神兴起环境来，你不要那么快挥手向他生气，因为神有他的美意在里面。
So do not be angry with the Lord as you do not understand your surroundings, because the Lord has His wisdom.
神兴起这些环境，让我们谦卑。
So the Lord make up an environment so we can be humble.
而且神借着这样不景气的情形里面，让我们为他做见证。
So through such a recession, we can still be His testimony.
不景气是一个普遍的现象。
A recession is worldwide.
当非基督徒不景的时候，让他们看见基督徒也有不景的时候。
So let the non-Christians to see the recession will hit the Christians as well.
弟兄姊妹，让我们学会在不景的里面，让我们知道怎么样为主见证。
So we can learn how to be His testimony even during the recessions.
所以求主第一，让我们今年过一个有深度的感恩节。
So let us have a Thanksgiving.With a true thanksgiving in our hearts.
所以在这里我们看到诗篇的作者不只是给我们提醒说这个感恩是它的内容是什么。
So not only this author introduced the content of his thanksgiving.
我们也看到他施恩的目的是什么。
We also see the purpose of the Lord's blessing.
今天如果大家看周报就知道我今天讲到的题目是上帝的普世计划跟我。
So if you read the bulletin, you will find out the topic for this morning's sermon is called The Lord's Plan in World Evangelism and Me.
那么我为什么会提这个题目呢？有两个因素，有两个背景。
Why do I use this topic? There are two reasons.
那么我们说今年的拆船月的这个主题是什么呢？
What is the theme of this mission conference for this year?
在这里很清楚地告诉我们说，从耶路撒冷直到地极是我们今年拆船月的主题的一部分。
So part of our theme is, quote, from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth.
那么下面有句话说 our part in God's plan for the world, 我们与上帝普世计划的关系。
With a subtitle, Our Part in God's Plan for the World.
我觉得这是一个很重要的一件事情。
This is a very important.
我们今天认识许多的真理。
We understand much of the truth.
我们听了许多的道理。
We have listened to a lot of the preaching.
最重要的这些真理和这些道理跟我们的关系是什么
？Most importantly, How can we be related with such truth?
我们今天把圣经读得很通。
So we have studied the Bible through and through.
我们可以在圣经游戏里面，我们可以得第一名。
We can be a number one in Bible quizzes.
我们今天可以把圣经读得很懂。很懂，很明白。
We can truly understand the word meanings of the Bible.
我们可以做一个神学家。
We can even become a theologian.
但是你把圣经游戏第一名，你变成一个神学家还不够。
But you should go beyond just the head knowledge.
因为神把他的话给我们，有他更高的目的。
Because there's even a higher purpose of how, why the world, the Lord will give us His word.
要把我们放在这个我们所认识的真理的里面。
Because we should be embedded into such a truth.
所以我们一直在讲从耶路撒冷到地极。
So we talk about from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth.
那么请问我在哪里呢？
So where am I?
我的教会在哪里呢？
Where is our church?
我们在神的这个计划里面在哪里呢？
What role are we playing in His plan?
所以我看了这个以后，我觉得今天一定要在这里让我们彼此接受这样的提醒。
So we should be reminded. We need to be reminded again.
第二个原因是因为上个礼拜包保罗牧师在这里讲的那篇道。
The second reason is because of the preaching from Reverend Paul Bothwick a week ago.
上个礼拜我相信许多人心里面受很大的激励和提醒。
I think many of you have been reminded and moved by his preaching.
他从以撒迦支派来提醒我们要做一个通达实务的人。
So from the tribe of Issachar, we learned a lesson.
当我上个礼拜在跟他翻译的时候，我说如果这篇道是中国人来讲的话。
And I was pondering over that and said, suppose this preaching was preached by Chinese.
我们一定会说识时务者为俊杰也。好，我们一定要鼓励大家做个属灵的俊杰，不是无俊杰，做属灵的俊杰。
Wise are those who understand his situation, his ages, and we all should be wise.
但是我受感动的是，他不只是讲理论，而且他把今天我们世界、今天这个时代，我们也要做个通达识务的人，提醒我们。
But he's not only doing that, but he also reminds us how we can become the one who understands.
大家记不记得他提了五点？
Do you remember the five points he raised?
我们按次序来哈。第一点，他讲什么？那这个世界今天所发生的事情里面，第一个是什么？都市化。
The first one is the urbanization.
他特别强调，到公元两千年的时候，全世界的人口有55%是住在都市里面。
He emphasized by the year of 2000, 55% of the people will live in cities.
弟兄姊妹，当他提出这个统计的时候，是在提醒我们，让我们知道不要忽略都市里面福音的工作。
So this is a strong reminder that we should not never neglect the work, the evangelism in cities.
那么第二，他提到什么？
The second point was
那个福音未及的民众群体 unreached people.
The second point was emphasizing on unreached people.
今天有许许多多的人还在我们福音所能够碰到的范围之外。
Many people are still outside the reachable of the gospel.
那么第三，他提到今天世界上一个很大的需要，就是青少年和儿童的需要。
Thirdly was youth and the children.
那他提到非洲有两个国家，他们的全国的人口50%是14岁以下的年轻人。
He mentioned two countries in Africa that in those countries greater than 50% of the populations were less than 14 years old.
那么他后来提到第四种是什么呢
？The fourth kind of people
不是在都市里面
，We're not in the city，
不是在遥远的蛮荒的地方
，We're not up in the far distance，
不是在这些青少年和儿童。
May not be among the youth and the children.
很可能就在我们的身旁，有心灵受伤痛的人。
Perhaps it's a person right next to you, are those who are hurting.
我们今天求主给我们一个属灵的眼光。
So may the Lord give us an eye we can see spiritually.
很多的时候我们缺少这样的眼光。
Very often we lack of such vision.
我没有办法感觉到在我们旁边的人有许多的眼泪是往里面吞。
We are insensitive to those surrounding us.
很多时候我们太把自我的需要膨胀化。
And very often we have great to overemphasize our own needs.
我们没有看到在我们四周有许许多多痛苦的心灵。
We could not see the hurting people around us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天这个时代，那个受伤的人是越来越多。
Dear brothers and sisters, there's growing population of hurting people.
今天有多少的人？是强装笑脸。
How many of you are just pretending, are making up a smiling face.
然后他最后他提到 the changing face of Christianity, 在基督教里面一个新的面貌。
And lastly, he's talking about a changing the face or flow of a direction of Christianity.
那么换句话说，如果用一句话来讲，将来全世界所谓的第三世界要执这一个宣道的工作的牛耳。
In other words, the so-called third world may become the evangelism exporting world.
他提到一件事情，我相信我们都有印象。
Maybe you all still remember the story he mentioned.
他看见一个黑人，看见他的名字，明显的不是在美国的黑人。
He saw an African, and apparently he did not originate from the United States.
那么他一问，那个人是从 Nigeria 来的。
He asked this person, he found this person came from Nigeria.
那么他就问他，你是来这里当学生的吗？
He asked him, are you here as a student?
他说不，我是从 Nigeria 来美国做宣教士。
He said, no, I came from Nigeria as a missionary.
他就问他，你为什么会跑到美国来做宣教士呢？
He asked him why.
他说我看见你们美国好莱坞所拍的电影，我就知道你们需要福音。
He said, through the movies you people make in Hollywood, I understand you need gospel.
上个礼拜我站在他的旁边，这些话对我来讲是一个很深很深的震撼。
Yes, indeed, a lot of his preaching has tremendous impact on me.
弟兄姊妹，我们不需要渡重洋传福音。
Brothers and sisters, we don't have to travel very far to preach gospel.
也许我们今天要过对街去传福音。
All you need to do maybe just cross the street to preach your gospel.
礼拜二晚上在祷告会的时候，我做了这样的一个分享。
And on the last Tuesday night during the prayer meeting, I shared the following message.
很多弟兄姊妹知道，我这个将近五十岁，我就觉得身体越来越不行，所以要天天运动。
When I was approaching fifties, I decided to exercise every day.
除了礼拜六、礼拜天以外，礼拜一到礼拜五每天有半个钟头的游泳。
Monday through Friday, I went swimming for half an hour every day.
所以很多人说，哎，李牧师，你五十几岁了，哎，腰杆还蛮直的，大概是游泳的好处。
Swimming had to help me a lot of my health.
每一个礼拜天我去游泳的时候，
礼拜天，
对，每一天我去游泳的时候。
When I went swimming every day,
我就发现一个差不多跟我同时间去游泳的一个老先生。
I saw an elderly person. He went the same time with me.
那么我这人的个性，不管是熟的、生的、见到人，总是会打招呼的。
It is always, you know, I always like to greet people whether I know him or not.
Good morning 也讲了 ，Hi 也讲了，天气好也讲了，通通讲了，他就是不理我。
I have said good morning, I have said hi, I said the weather looks good or looks bad, and he just never respond to me.
那么后来我以为他耳朵重听。
And then I said maybe he couldn't hear very well.
后来我就大声 Hi.
So I raised my voice.
他听见了
，so he heard me.
他看看我不理我
，he still did not respond to me.
后来我就说我已经尽责任了，你不理我是你的事，所以我以后见到他也不理他。
So I said to myself, I've done my part, and so I ignored him myself too.
但有一天我跟他在同一条 lane 游泳的时候
，so one day I was swimming with him in the same lane.
因为他游得很慢
，he was a slow swimmer.
所以我常常要超车，要超过他
，so I had to pass him.
那每一次超过他，我就想到这个老先生。
So every time when I pass him, I think of him.
我说他为什么那么傲慢不理我
？Why was he always so arrogant and ignoring me?
我突然有个感觉。
Suddenly it came to my mind.
这个老先生大概心里面有许多的重担和痛苦。
Maybe his mind is heavily burdened.
后来有一天，游完泳以后
，One day after swimming.
在那个 bench， 在那个长椅子上，我们正在换衣服。
As we were changing along the bench，
我就跑过去跟他讲话。
So I approached him to talk to him。
那我也不是用很大的声音，我就跟他就谈起来。
So I struck a conversation with him。
我们谈的不多。
And we didn't talk too much。
但是我知道这是个好的开始。
But I knew it was a good beginning。
我相信以后我会有机会跟他介绍耶稣基督。
So I believe I will have opportunity to introduce Jesus to him.
弟兄姊妹，今天在我们四周有很多的白种人需要福音。
Dear brothers and sisters, even Caucasians around us, they need gospel.
你说我的语言不行。
So maybe I'm not so fluent in English.
但是起码我们一些简单的爱的表示可以让他感受得到。
But we should be able to express the Lord's love to them.
所以我从上个礼拜的那篇信息以后
So from the message from a week ago
那我就深深的有一个感动我要好好的把这一个月的拆船月的主题跟我们结合在一起
So I have deeply, was deeply convicted that I want to marry the theme of this mission month with me
请我们看六十七篇第一节第二节
So let's turn to the first two verses.
神赐恩的目的是什么?
What is the purpose of his blessing?
如果第一节是神的恩典的话,
If the first verse is his blessing,
那么第二节就给我们看见神恩典的目的。
Then the second verse tells us the purpose of his blessing.
因为很明显这里有好教这两个字就讲到它的原因。
So it says, that then will beWill be known to the earth.
上帝怜悯我们，上帝赐福我们，上帝用脸光照我们，有一个目的。
The purpose of His graciousness to us, His blessing to us, and His face shine upon us.
这个目的是让世界得知神的道路，叫万国得知神的救恩。
Therefore, the Lord's way may be known on earth.And the Lord's salvation will be among all nations.
弟兄姊妹，在当年犹太人看见这两节圣经是不可思议的。
You should realize when Jewish people saw these two verses, it's beyond their understanding.
因为这些犹太人一直就认为，从上帝的恩典来讲，他们是独恩天下的。
Jewish always regard the Lord will be their only Lord.
只有他们可以享受神的恩典。
Only they could enjoy the blessing from the Lord.
那些非犹太人，那些外邦人是没有资格享受神的恩典。
All the Gentiles were unworthy and cannot enjoy the Lord's blessing.
请记得这一篇诗篇是在旧约的时代。
Please remember, Psalm 67 was in the Old Testament.
神告诉我们说，他的道路是给普世。
Here clearly says his ways will be made known to the whole world.
他的救恩是为万国的。
His salvation is for all the nations.
从旧约一直到使徒行传。
From the Old Testament all the way through Acts.
我们看见犹太人信了主，建立了教会。
We see how the Jewish believed in the Lord and established their church.
他们还不能接待外邦人。
And even those Christian Jews
排斥外邦人。
They could not accept the foreigners.
他们把外邦人放在神恩典的门外。
They still expelled the foreigners to outside the door of the blessing.
在使徒行传里面，我们一而再、再而再、再而三看见神提醒他们要往外邦人当日传福音。
Repetitively, we see repeatedly how the Lord had reminded them to preach the gospel to Gentiles.
耶稣离开他们最后一句话也是这一句话。
The very last word from Jesus was the same.
圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地。撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
So the Holy Spirit will give you power so you can preach the gospel from Jerusalem to Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
耶路撒冷的教会没有动静。
There was no response from the church in Jerusalem.
但是神的目的，神的计划要达到。
But the Lord's plan and Lord's goal must be reached.
神用什么方式来让他们达成这样的目的
？So what did the Lord do to make them to reach the goal?
非常稀奇。
It's very wonderful.
我们再一次看见上帝的智慧。
So once again we see His wisdom.
接着这一个环境带来的压力，政治带来的逼迫，把他们带到外面去。
Because of the persecutions, because of the pressures on the surrounding, they moved outward.
弟兄姊妹，我已经很久没有讲这句话。
And I have not mentioned this for quite some time.
我们中国人说，我们不吃敬酒的时候要吃罚酒。
the Chinese often says, if you are too polite to him and you may not accept, it's only when you're stern on him and he will bow.
很多时候。我们在神给我们的恩典的里面，我们反而在神的面前随便放肆。
Very often we become a neglect in His blessing.
有的时候神爱我们，爱到一个地步，他把罚酒临到我们。
So when the Lord loves us so much, He will start to punish us.
我们都不希望我们所爱的人被神拿回去。
We do not want it. For those who we love to be taken away from us.
但是我们听过许多这样的见证，神把他宝贝的儿子女儿拿走，结果反而在神的面前，他懂得怎么样更多的爱他，忠心的侍奉他。
But very often we hear the testimony when the Lord had removed someone we loved from us, and we become more of the vessel for him.
在我母亲去世的前3个月,
Three months before my mother passed away,
师母跟我们有机会在她的病床边,
my wife and I had much opportunity to serve her at her hospital bed.
常常晚上我们睡在她的床边一个床跟沙发上, 我们在那里守夜照顾她。
We slept by her bedside as well.
那么在半夜的时候, 护士会进来两三遍, 来照顾, 来看看我母亲。
In the midnight, the nurse may pass around and look around to see if there's any needs.
那么一次进来, 我就问那个护士, 你们要来查什么, 要来看什么。
One time I asked her, what are you here for? What are you looking for?
人家说久病成良医啊, 我这个妈妈病久了, 我也慢慢对医学也有一点尝试。
Because I was staying in the hospital for those times, and eventually I get to know the routines.
每一个护士都说同样一句话。
But all the nurses will have the same response.
他们说我们来 check Mrs. Lee 的 vital sign.
They all said we're here to check Mrs. Lee's vital sign.
那么 我就不知道 vital sign 应该怎么样翻中文。
生命气息。
生命气息。 后来我就问我们中间有学医的, 我说 vital sign 在中文叫什么。
So I asked some of the physicians we have here, and how do we translate vital signs into Chinese?
那么我们中间有位说, 哎, 他去找找这个中英对照的医学名词, 他说, 啊, vital sign 叫做紧要真相。
Vital signs means vital signs.
换句话说几样事情,
they were looking for a few signs.
看他的呼吸,
breathing,
看他的体温,
temperature,
看他的血压,
blood pressure,
心跳和脉搏, 看他的脉搏,
pulse.
一直到我母亲离开这个世界的前两天,
it's all the way until about a couple of days before she passed away.
每一次护士都说, 哎呀, Mrs. Lee的 vital sign 都很好。
And every time the nurse said her vital signs were fine, were good.
每一次问, 每一次听护士讲, 这个 vital sign 这两次就进到我的头脑里面。
So I heard it so much, so these two words are implanted in my brain.
有一天我在祷告的里面,
one day in my prayer,
突然 vital sign 跑出来,
suddenly the words of vital sign appeared.
我说主啊, 我们教会的 vital sign 到底怎么样?
So I asked the Lord, how are the vital signs of our church?
从外表看, 也许跟我母亲一样, 好像什么都很正常。
Perhaps outwardly, everything looked normal.
但是在他离开的前两天, vital sign 都还好, 但是突然急转之下, 在最后两天就离开我们。
It was only the matter of a couple of days, the vital signs were turning downward.
因为我发现有许多的 vital sign 没有办法把里面真正的问题给找出来。
Because a lot of times those signs, those vital signs, are not indicative of what happened.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 我们教会的那一个在 vital sign 下面看不出来的那个毛病是什么?
So what are the problems perhaps being hidden away from the vital sign in our church?
我十分的相信神爱我。I'm
deeply believing that the Lord loves us.
我十分相信神借着这一个月在拆船的事工的提醒上面会让我们每一个弟兄姊妹在主的面前蒙恩。I
firmly believe in this mission month we all will receive the Lord's blessing.
各位知道在Atlanta 有这个Coca-Cola的总部。
You know the Coca-Cola headquarters is in Atlanta.
当然最近三个月因为母亲的病我没有机会去看过两年前我曾经到Atlanta去参观过 Coca-Cola的总部。
I had a chance to visit their headquarters 2 years ago.
我想每一个去参观过 Coca-Cola总部的人都不会忘记这件事情。
Any one of you had visited will probably always remember.
他们有一个口号。
It has a slogan.
他说他们要达到全世界人手一瓶 Coca-Cola。
Their goal is to every individual will hold a Coca-Cola can.
我佩服他们也非常的惭愧。
I indeed admire their goal, but then also reflect on examining myself.
我们今天有没有像人家做生意做买卖的人有这样一个意向和负担?
Do we have the same vision and the burden like the business people?
让我们向神说。
Let us speak to the Lord.
在我四周的人, 每一个人都有机会听过耶稣。
so that any person, all the people that are around us, will have a chance to listen to the gospel.
你不在耶路撒冷做见证，你不要想到地极去为主做见证。
If you do not preach in Jerusalem, you can forget about to the ends of the earth.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。
Thank you.